Welcome to GamerCast. This is episode 65. I'm Adam.
Episode 65.
65.
And I'm Paul, and we are your hosts of GamerCast.
We're very sorry to say this will be the last episode of GamerCast, and we're going to start doing a polling system for wood tables. April Fool. Sorry, I couldn't think of anything better to do, but we just get it over and
funny.
Done with. Because otherwise you just sit here waiting for us to do something stupid through the entire show.
Right.
I remember that one where you had to give some bad news to everybody that the reason why I hadn't been in the show for the last week was because I was dead.
Yeah, Uber.
And then all of a sudden I come in and go, dead serious about our games.
What the hell show was that?
I can't remember.
We need to get someone to do transcripts of all the shows, so then we can just search for like cool stuff.
Some tagging of funny moments and tag them.
Yeah, we need to get like Darth Ura to volunteer to do that.
Tag him.
Right, where's my show notes? Letters. We had an audio letter this week. Actually, let's start off with all the new funky features on the website.
Go for it.
If you'll note on the website, we've got a donation button now. That enables you to donate money to the show, like our previous donor, Bobman, did.
Bobman.
Who donated 20 quid. And it also shows our current operating losses at $541.80. So yeah, we need to get that up, people. So yeah, donate, because we can't afford it anymore.
It's not that bad when you just tell me how much it is a month, but when you add it all up, it's quite scary. It's like, oh my god, how much
it costs. So yeah, man, Adam is getting freaked out on how expensive it is. Or you could buy some t-shirts.
Ooh, got a new comic coming up onto New Panther's website.
What's that got to do with GamerCast?
No, just saying, I got Pete. He wants to put his comic, the one he's been drawing at work, with Master Chef.
Master Chef.
Yeah, whatever it's called.
Chafe. Master Chafe.
So I'm going to add that as an extra comment.
We've also got a dig button on the website.
To dig it. Do you dig it?
Because Dig have their like podcast section now. And when you dig that, you can also like dig your individual favourite shows as well. So it's a good way to work out which shows are the best and which shows suck.
So if you do have some really memorable shows, you're like, oh my god, I love that show.
It only covers the last nine, because there are only nine in our feed when Dig synced the feed.
Yeah. So go back and dig which ones you want.
Two people dug episode 64.
It should be on the site.
It is.
We linked. If you look to the right of the little Windows Media Player thing,
if you look
above the t-shirt. We gotta make the new t-shirt.
Yeah, we have to do it at some point, don't we?
Yeah. What was it? You've saved onto your...
It's my name in...
Yeah.
GamerCast, the reason to throw down your control.
Dagnabbit. Yeah, where is Mongoose?
Yeah, Mongoose. What the hell kind of name is that?
Super inflatable Mongoose!
Oh, Mongoose went to Italy. That's where he is.
Oh,
he went to Italy or somewhere for a week for a school trip. So that's why we don't have a Mongoose.
I went to Italy to work.
So yeah, let's give a shout out to the people in the chat room.
Yo!
We've got Darth Ura, who like seems to be obsessed with us. Who stalks us. And please kill me. So that's good.
We'll throw an iPod at him.
Yeah.
Death by iPod. It's in my forehead! Who else we got?
And we got the Jet Andre, dude.
Jet Andre.
And you died too easily.
You died too easily. I shot you in the head with plasma cannon.
So yeah, if we play Ura's letter, it goes on for like 4 minutes. But whatever.
I'm going to read the magic.
Greetings, GamerCast. This is Darth Ura.
You got to pay attention.
And if this is aired, I'll talk about some few things, ask some questions, shamans, the whole nine. Not the whole nine, probably 4.5, whatever. I don't know if this is going to be air, though, because I haven't seen any audio reviews on GamerCast. I've only heard letter reviews, you know, text. But if it is, it'll add on to the show, and, you know, I'll get you to talk about some stuff for your show notes. First off, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate the show, because I do. I listen every week, and I'm really happy that y'all two do this. And, you know, if you got mad and, like, stopped doing it for free, I'd kind of be sad. I wouldn't have anything to listen to on Sunday.
Whoa, dude, he just said if we stopped doing it for free, he would be sad. Let's stop doing it for free. This is now a pay-per-view thing. Right, anyway.
Sunday, and I'd have to get my information from technology manually. And I don't want to do that. But the first thing I'd like to ask is, when I ask, just tell you, their user reviews. I know you're not getting any, and that saddens me because I like listening to people's reviews on their games and their opinions. So I posted a thread on the forums about it, and if no one does it, I'll try to pull a few strings and borrow some games and play them and then review them. But it's not that hard. Just get a game. It doesn't even have to be a new game. Just get an old game you like and review it. And if it's good, it doesn't have to be good. Just, you know, buffer time. But I tried doing it, and you'll probably get some feedback. Maybe. But I'll try to review some games if I can. The Xbox Elite. The Secret Project. The Black Xbox. You touched on this last week, and there's been a few threads on the forums, but I'd just like to hear a little bit more info about it if you have any.
Okay, let's stop there.
Mm-hmm.
Xbox 360 Elite. Have you seen all the stuff on this?
No, I haven't had a chance to have a look on it when I got home.
Dude!
Yeah.
Yeah, coming out end of April in North America. Mm-hmm. Limited edition black one, 120GB drive, HDMI out.
Is it definite coming out? Because when we talked about it, it was
yeah,
more in the sense...
Yeah, it's now official.
It's now official. Is it going to be just a American one, or is this going to be a world launch?
North America is only announced territory at the moment, but they will roll it out elsewhere.
Oh, that's cool. So obviously that means that the rumours we were talking about are most likely true, with the fact that this will be a limited stock Black Xbox, and then when they've finished making it, all Xbox premiums will be at that spec from then onwards.
Yeah. They just need to announce a European release.
Bollocks.
Oh, what's wrong? Don't cry.
Well, that means that if it's a real one, that means I have to own that black one, or at least the one after it. Which means that this better come out before Halo 3, or I'm going to be sat at home with a copy of Halo 3.
It'll come out before Halo 3.
Going, I need to play! I'm not buying.
I wouldn't be surprised to see it come out with Halo 3 and Halo 3 be preloaded onto the hard drive.
Mm.
How cool would that be? You don't need to put a disc into play.
Mm-hmm. That made me fall off my chair.
Right, let's see what else he has to say.
Okay.
Excuse me. Another thing, the GamerCast iPod. I noticed that Adam didn't post a thread, and I did it myself. And most of them that they're doing, that people are posting about it, is destruction. And I remember...
Hey man, destruction is good.
Y'all saying that you wanted creativity. You wanted...
Adam wanted creativity. I wanted destruction.
Some funny stuff. And, I don't know. There's not many stuff. But I was just wondering if y'all had any more ideas. Give and take situation, you know. We're figuring out what we're going to do with this thing. Another thing... a rumor that I heard, and the person that I heard this from, I called him a liar, and I'm not sure if it is true, so I'm asking. Is Apple trying to get into the handheld gaming market?
No, they are not.
Are they?
No!
I had no idea that this rumor was out here until I heard it.
Dude, it's a BS rumor. I'm not going to tell you again.
Today, Wednesday of last week, and I just want to know because
I just said no, they're not
curious. I'm not really curious because I don't think handheld gaming systems are the best because they just make lazy people, and I think the only gaming console should be a console instead of, you know, walking around carrying a game. But I'm just interested. I'm sure a few other people are interested, and some Apple fans, you know. Something else to buy.
DS. Okay. What do you want to say, man?
I want to say DS. It is the way forward.
Well, yeah. He said handheld consoles just make people lazy. Surely, like, consoles you play on the sofa make you more lazy.
Yeah, it's like, I like my Wii. I must admit.
You like your Wii?
Yeah, I love my Wii. It's lovely. It's warm. But I like the fact you're really, some games you're really having to find yourself standing up and getting off the couch. Thing I like about my DS is the fact that I played my DS stood upright in a queue waiting for something, or I play it at work.
You play it at work, you cheeky bastard.
Yeah, on my lunch break. I sit on my lunch break and I play...
When I'm busy doing such and such, I get my DS out.
Yeah.
And that's why nothing ever gets finished in time.
But yeah, no, I would say... I would agree with them in the sense of, you know, the ultimate gaming is always going to be on a console or a PC. You've got to sit
because
down
you've
and play.
Got the power.
But there are some games that are so well playable on something like a DS or PSP. Crap. Sorry. But no, handheld will always have its future with the fact that no one can stand upon Nintendo's hold of the handheld market because they've got it down to a T and it's just so successful.
We should take them to court over abusing their monopoly position. Like trying to bundle DS functionality into the Wii. Some people do the Microsoft. Right, anyway, what else did he say?
Another thing, Paul, I won the argument.
Hey man, nobody wins an argument against me.
Even if they're right.
Thank you very much for giving me information to...
Oh wait, this is the thing with his friend he was arguing with, not me.
Beat down my PS3 loving friend. People in the forums know what I'm talking about, but listeners who are not on the forums, here's a story. My friend is a PS3 fanboy, and he wants one severely bad. He's got a...
He's a PS3 fanboy, and he doesn't even have a PS3.
Uh-oh.
What kind of fanboy is that?
Someone who really,
it's a fanboy really who needs a job.
See, I feel sorry for people who are absolute PS3 fanboys and don't own one, because it means that they really, really want one. They'll sell their sister's virginity for one, plus the fact that they know they can get hold of one because there's plenty in stock, but because of the stupid price tag, they can't afford one.
Anyway.
Wii, but he wants a PS3. And he loves it. He just loves all the information about it. But he's one of those people who don't, you know, look at every single thing. They get secondhand information, and they take it in themselves, and then they tell people what it's about. I asked Paul to help me out because I have, you know, I forget stuff that I argue about and I just can't remember all the things that why the PS3 are under the 360 at the moment. And Paul helped me out and I won the argument today. And, well, not today, because it's going to be broadcasted live, but a few days ago. I won the argument and he walked away and like a coward, he walked away like a Sony coward. But I was really happy, and we've been arguing about this. It's been dragging on for like 3 months. And I thank you, Paul, for helping me out and boosted my 360 self-esteem. That doesn't matter. But to the listeners, remember to try to introduce a friend to GamerCast, because we want some new listeners. We want some people to fill the chat room so we can have some more stuff to talk about and make it a little bit more interesting and... you know, interactive. And to the listeners and Adam and Paul, I hope the show goes good, and I'll see you next week. Well, not see you. I'll talk to you next week. Chat with you. But I hope the show goes good. Hope you have a good weekend, and keep playing games. See ya.
Hell yeah. I agree on one thing. The more people we get into the live chat and listening to us live... The more crazy the show will get, and the more reasons we have to do stuff just for live listeners. Because like when we first started the feature off, I was trying to get a lot of videos of playing games and putting reviews on and shoving them on and stuff. And if we get a really cool trailer, the good thing about it is now we can actually show you guys a trailer live on GamerCast, which is a great feature. But it's not worth it if we've got one or two people in the chat room and it's like, meh. On a good day when we got lots of people in, it's more worth it.
Yeah,
but
man, like today and last week.
Yeah, we've been
Uber
busy.
Days busy.
Yeah.
They're maxing the bandwidth out now.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
So letters can go to feedback@gamercast.net, audio letters as well. A couple of minutes long at the most would be good. Not dragging on for like 20 minutes.
Like, we've got something good to talk about then, fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, if you're doing a review or something, yeah, I'll cut like a sentence out of it, we'll use that.
But yeah, audio reviews are a good thing. I must admit, it's nice to be able to hear people's voices. Everyone else can listen to it. And it's easier to rant and rave on about stuff in an audio letter than it is to just try and write something down.
Yeah, I mean, me reading somebody's letter, I mean, if people object to me reading their letter out in a weird voice, send an audio letter.
Yeah.
I'll just run it through the chipmunk filter instead. Either way, I win.
But yeah, no, it's nice that people interact. The interaction between us and you listeners makes it a bit more interesting for the show for us. Otherwise, we just feel like we're talking to thin air.
Yeah, so feedback can go to feedback@gamercast.net, can be left on the blog at gamercast.net. You can talk on the forums with everyone else at portalforums.net.
I just wanted to add one thing in. I want to say thanks to Darth for adding that link onto the port forums.
What link?
Not the link, the thread.
Thread? What thread?
For the iPod destruction.
Oh, that. That's still last week.
I just wanted people to, if they wanted to drop somewhere, the only area I left them was on the blog entry for the actual picture of the iPod that I took. But yeah, no, as many ideas as possible. I wanted funny. I didn't want everyone, when I said funny and thinking differently, I wanted it so people just did not send us everything that was the weirdest way to destruct something like an iPod, because you're...
I know, we should set the Brotherhood of Nod on them.
Yeah.
Kane edition.
Kane. Is there an un-Kane edition?
Yeah, we'll go into that in a minute.
Okay. But yeah.
Right,
we'll have to have a... I must admit, sometime next week we'll have to have a look at... We're going to keep the iPod thing going for a while until we've got enough, and then we'll do a poll on Portal forums, and everyone can vote for their top one.
So yeah, we had a bunch of comments last week on the threads, but I don't think anything really stands out. Oh, apart from Imposterism saying he put a link to Gamercast on his blog. So that's cool. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you very much.
Put more links to everything so we get more traffic, and then we have bigger bills, and then we swear more.
Mm. But if you want to create a banner, feel free to design one of your own design, or take some of use the banner that's at the top of the Gamercast site, or go to the newhunter.co.uk site, because I've got a banner for the show there, which is quite nice.
We need a little 88x31 banner. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, I'll have to design one up.
Right, so our first topic for today, when I can find it. Here we go. There was a thread on the forums by Sooner. Silly name's that. He basically says, "What is the point of these points? I thought they were used to buy shit from Live, but no, I have to buy Microsoft points." Right, so if we translate that into English, basically what he is saying is on Xbox, let's back up a bit. On Xbox 360, you have got the Live Marketplace where you can buy stuff. Mm. And the currency used on the marketplace is points.
Yeah.
Microsoft points. So basically, you can buy a card for, you know, 20 quid and it's 2,100 points. And then you can spend that on, you know, a bunch of games and stuff. And also on Xbox 360 land, you have Gamer Score, which is like the score you get for completing stuff in games.
Like it always has been all the way since arcade. You've got your points, but it was a score. It said score, and you got so many score. You got 1,000 or 1,000,000. You know,
yeah,
playing Pac-Man
for completing, or whatever. For totally completing your typical game with all the secrets, you get 1,000 gamer score.
But these points do not. He got it into his
score.
Head.
He started referring to that as points. Nowhere is that ever referred to as points.
It's your gamer score.
Yeah, gamer score trademark.
Because it's probably. It is called your gamer score card. And it's got your tag, your gamer score. Yeah, it doesn't even relate to anything to do with your points for selling. It doesn't say what your account level of points is or anything like that. That's personal. So it's all to do with your gamer score picture, your tag name, games you played, and so on and so forth.
Man, Darth Burrow says on the chat room, PS3 doesn't have Microsoft Point. They have shit crackers or something.
Crackers? Was there a parrot inside? That's how they imagine it. You gotta feed the parrot the crackers to make it work.
So yeah, You Die Too Easily sums it up brilliantly. Gamer score is for bragging rights.
Mm. It shows you how much of a gamer you are.
Yeah, like some people with like 10,000 gamer score.
Mm.
Dude, you play too many games. If you've got more than me, you play too many games. If you've got less than me, you suck.
Because you can go onto them, you can see a rough average of what everything is, and then you go into more detail to that person's gamer scorecard, and you can see the games they played, and it allows you to look at me. It means that, say for instance, you're sat there and you are stuck on this game. It's been out for a week. Got to the end of the week, you're back into the weekend, you're like, damn, I cannot get past this level. With some of the games, you could go on, look at all your mates, and wow, everybody's got past this level, why haven't I? So you could start leaving messages for people saying, dude, your points say that you've got completed such level, I haven't, can you please give me a hand, you know, or cooperative if it was like Gears of War or whatever, and it allows you to see how far someone's got completing the game. Or
it's good for stuff like Gears of War. You get achievements for killing a certain type of opponent,
yeah,
like the Berserker, for example. So it's you know, it doesn't just track levels, it tracks loads of things and stuff.
Like Oblivion on the 360, it allows you to see what people are doing with the fact that they've joined certain guilds, got to a certain level in a guild. So you can see how a person's character is progressing and what missions they've done through the main storyline. So it allowed, you must admit, when I was playing Oblivion Hardcore, it allowed me to see what other people were doing and how far they'd gone.
Yeah, on that topic of like Xbox Live Marketplace and stuff, Forza Motorsport 2 demo this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So that comes in before. Ooh, I've got an email. Ooh, not Gamercast related. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
But some dude wanted to know my experiences with tablet PC on Vista. So yeah, Forza Motorsport 2 demo, so that should kick ass.
Mm.
Because it comes out on May 25th. So
yeah,
that is the next game I will be buying. Also fairly big in the news late last week was on the Sony website a press release basically stating they're having a new focus and like strategy for like competing in the market. I'll just read it out here.
Go on then.
Sony Computer Entertainment Incorporated announces new product strategy and focus. Los Angeles, March 31st, blah, blah, blah. So blah, 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 blah. Sony Computer Entertainment today announced a new focus around the award-winning PlayStation 2 and PlayStation Portable video game systems. The PlayStation 2 and PlayStation Portable systems represent the de facto standard in video game systems today. Sony Computer Entertainment Incorporated offers the strongest support to the wider entertainment market as a whole, and reaffirms our commitment to the video game industry by providing continual support for these systems. When we looked at the market, we realized the real opportunities for our investors are in the wider consumer space. We've sold well over 100 million PlayStation 2 systems worldwide. That is a huge revenue potential for us to tap into, says David Harrison, Vice President of SCEE, whatever that is. SCEE? Maybe it's just a typo.
Mm.
In comparison, the next generation market, the now generation market, Mr. Harrison, is less than 15% of our PS2 customer base, with our own PlayStation 3 offering at around 1% of the total video game market. As a result, all three manufacturing plants will, over the course of the year, switch production from PlayStation 3 to PlayStation 2 and PlayStation Portable, with our Taiwanese facilities finally stopping production on PlayStation 3 this October. Following this transition, these facilities will begin to produce an updated version of the PlayStation 2, approximately 30% smaller than the slimline PlayStation 2, available in 12 different colors, which will go on this sale fall in North America and Japan. An updated model of PlayStation Portable will also be announced later this year. PlayStation 3 customers need not worry. Games already in development for the PS3 will be unaffected by this decision, and warranties will continue to be fulfilled, says Peter Sims, Vice President of Platforms. Our future focus, however, will be on providing great quality content at price points to maximize sales of our PS2 and PSP products. About Sony, blah, 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 blah.
That made it sound like they're not making PS3s anymore.
That's what the announcement is about. They're stopping production in October. Their last plant will stop production in October.
So they're not going to make any more PS3s. They're going to redesign the PS2 to make it smaller and produce more games on it. The only reason everybody's got a PlayStation 2 is because they knew the PlayStation 3 wouldn't play their all their old games, and they couldn't afford it yet, and they were holding on to the damn things to trade in.
So yeah, they're stopping production of PlayStation 3. I mean, it doesn't say if this is temporary or not, but from what this dude says here, games already in development for PS3 will be unaffected. That tells me that, you know,
anything that
they're stopping production. But this was only released like yesterday or the day before, so it hasn't had a chance to spread out. But yeah,
Jesus Christ.
So yeah, their sales aren't doing too well.
We won. Viva la Revolution.
Yeah, man, 360 won. Oh look, they've gone up though. Yeah, let's do the sales recap since we're on the topic of PlayStation. Xbox 360, 10.8 million again. PS3's gone up to 2.3 million, and the Wii is 5.3 million. So, but yeah, I mean, just think of it. PlayStation 2, they've shifted like 130 million or something, haven't they? Mm. PlayStation 3 to them is like, fuck all. It's just this thing they lose money on. So yeah, PlayStation 3 is no longer in production. Well, as of October.
Uh-oh. Houston, we have a problem.
But also coming out in October is Grand Theft Auto 4. So I presume this will still come out. But see, it did say that games aren't being affected.
Yeah, but do you remember what happened on the thing about Grand Theft Auto 4?
Games already in development for PS3 will be unaffected. So that's, yeah, that'll probably still come out.
But you got to remember what's different about Grand Theft Auto 4. It's exclusive to
It's 3. Got some, like, Eastern European dude in it,
it's
man.
It's exclusive to 360 on launch.
It's got exclusive content on launch.
Is it? I thought it was exclusive launch. I thought it was only going to be out on 360 first.
No, it's the 360's got exclusive stuff for it. Right. Like, extra stuff. Like all the other games, because if you take, like, Tiger Woods... No, not Tiger Woods. Fight Night is missing half the features. Well, you know, Need for Speed is missing half the features on the PS3 version. But yeah, it's official. PlayStation 3 is no longer... They're going to start making more PS2s.
A newer one in multiple colours.
Yeah, 12 different colours. They're just going, like, uber mainstream with it. They said, yeah, okay, gee, PlayStation 3 hasn't paid off very well. We'll continue supporting it until it, like, just fizzles out. But we won't make any more of them. They must have, like, millions in the marketplace
so
anyway.
So they're just going to flood the market in PlayStation 2s and PSPs.
Because they can probably manufacture a PS2 for, like, 20 quid.
Mm.
So we'll just flood that out. If we, say, cut all the games down to, like, 20 quid...
Make it a real cheap console and get a lot of the market of people that can't afford a 360.
I mean, that's what all this BS is about. You know, where is it? Real opportunities for our investors are in the wider consumer space. So yeah, that's Sony's new product strategy in focus. Abandoning PlayStation 3 and... the new PSP should be interesting. Because the first version PS3 sucks. PSP.
Because did they say that they're going to make a new PSP or a new...
Well, it says...
Is it PlayStation 2 or PSP that's new?
Following blah 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 blah, 30% smaller than the slimline PS2, available in 12 different colours, which go on sale this fall in North America and Japan. An updated model of PlayStation Portable will also be announced later this year. So,
right.
Yeah. So, yeah, PSP 2, which will be, like, a slightly smaller version of the PSP.
They can't make it any smaller because the screen takes up all the space because they wanted it to have a really cool screen.
361.
Dude. It's a great day. You heard it here first on episode 65.
Well, I sent you the link like last night anyway, so you should like read stuff. Dude.
Did you?
Yeah. Dude. Read. Yeah.
I don't think I've actually turned my computer on.
So like, I've not seen you online like all day.
No. I kind of slept in and then went over to Carrie's to give her a birthday present, and then I've been food shopping in Morrison's, came home, and then I started playing on the Wii to review game.
PlayStation 3.
It's been pwned.
It was too big and too expensive, and it's been Dreamcasted.
Yeah, it's gone the way of the Dreamcast. The only thing is, the Dreamcast was actually cool.
Well, the Dreamcast, they did the press release on the 31st of January, and they stopped manufacturing in March. So it's not quite as financially bad as the Dreamcast.
No.
I guess they can't have their factory sat idle until they, like, rejiggle up these paint jobs on the PS2. Yeah, they should do a half pink and half, like, yellow PS2 and call it the Mr. Blobby Edition. Yeah, that's what they should do for UK launch and put Noel Edmonds' face on it.
I'm going to keep my eyes on the PS3 and see if they actually do a cheap model when they stop producing them. Might be able to get hold of one cheap.
Yeah, but the trouble with that is because everyone suddenly realised, oh shit, no more's being manufactured, they might just look at them and say, ah, so prices will rise because there's a limited number and that's it.
Mm. Yeah, but if there's a limited number and they're not making any more, it means no more games, so the value of the console will...
Who
wants a games console that we can't buy any games for?
All the games that are announced will probably still come out.
Mm.
I mean, it will still have like a 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 million units out in the market. So it won't be as big as Dreamcast.
Mm.
But I mean, Dreamcast, you can still get games for in Japan now, so maybe it will just like hang on.
Dreamcast still rocks in Japan as much as GameCube does.
Yeah, maybe it will just like hang on into Japan, but there just won't be any more machines made. Is it was only recently that Sega stopped doing repairs on Dreamcasts.
Well, that's the thing. It's like the market, the hardest parts of the market from a Japanese point of view is America and Europe. It's the hardest place to sell. In Japan, everybody buys it. No one cares.
Yeah.
In Japan, they'll own every
because
this is
on their American corporate website, so maybe this only applies to America and Europe.
Yeah. Japan, they won't stop producing.
No, that can't be right. Maybe they just like have the factories build up until they've got like several million on hand. Because it says here, the Taiwanese facilities, so I imagine that's just like their one factory that does PS3s.
Mm.
But they've got three manufacturing plants, apparently. And the Taiwanese one will be the last one that's shut down. About Sony. Sony Corporation is a leading manufacturer of audio, video, game, communications, and information technology products. Yeah, gee, let's wave the white flag. let's try and spin the fact that the PS3 is being shut down and like just... check out more versions of the PS2.
See, people could spin on that so heavily and make it seem like PS3 has died, I mean, Uber died. And if that goes around the internet too much, it'll kill them. They'll just die.
Anyway, let's get on with some interesting news.
Yep.
Not how Sony have to shut down production and everything. Grand Theft Auto 4.
Mm-hmm.
The trailer for this came out a few days back. And it looks rather good.
Yeah, storyline seems
a little
bit better.
I may have to buy it.
Yeah, this looks like a game to own on the 360.
Yeah, not on the PS3.
But,
so yeah, there's a trailer out there. It's on the official website, which is like rockstar.com/SonicForever.
But,
yeah, rockstargames.com/IV. Like, Roman numerals 4. And the trailer's on there. Set in New York. So it's got more of a Liberty City sort of feel to it than like...
But it looks like they've completely recreated New York properly, which is nice with all the bridges and stuff. So that's going to add a different aspect to it. You play an Eastern European character.
A dude from Eastern Europe.
So it's more of the... Unless of this I'm a gangster rapper sort of feel from the last one.
Yeah, thank God.
This one's going a bit more underground. You're a bit more of a nasty man. You know, selling people off as slaves and things like that. Like, you know. So it looks like they've got a nice feel to it. The look for it, whew, you can tell that Grand Theft Auto has finally arrived on the now generation.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. It doesn't look that good. It's only because the previous games, because they were crippled by being PS2 ports, look so bad.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not modern looking, it's got, you know, modern shader techniques, but the actual, you know, poly counts and texture resolution isn't that impressive. But hopefully it's fixed the problems with, like, Vice City and so on, where cars would disappear. Like, if you turn around, all the cars would be gone.
Mm.
And weird crap like that. Because that's just, you know, unacceptable.
I imagine the limitations is because they're going Uber with a size. The fact that you've got New York means that you're not going to get this annoying thing with San Andreas where it was so large and you were driving constantly and it made the game seem rubbish compared to what everyone loved. The cool thing about driving around a city constantly and you get to one side of the island to the other side and then you go to this other island it made you be able to explore, but you make it too big. You spend forever on freeways and stuff like this, where New York is set up really nicely with the grid system set up for the city, with all the city blocks, and then you've got all the bridges to get in and out. It's going to be nice for driving fast cars, getting away from police, taking different directions. The fact that you've got a purpose-built subway in New York means that you've got the subway, the L, I can't remember what else is upwards train-wise on New York, but public service in New York pretty good, so it means getting around without a car as well is going to be interesting, as far as the fact you've got the boats and the aircraft as well, which have always been in there since later games, so this is going to look nice.
Yeah, I may have to buy it.
It's going to be one of those games where I think it feels like it's going to be back to Grand Theft Auto 3, where you could just pick the game up and just play it. You go around, shoot a few people, get in a car, get chased by the police, and then you put it down and leave because you were just wasting 5 minutes before you went out or something. So it feels like it's going back to having that feel again, just from the look of the trailer. So I must admit, I think this is going to be my next favourite game, because as much as the Grand Theft Autos have been, I've had them all so far, and since 3, nothing has ever been any better as far as I was concerned. I was happy with 3. Vice City was cool.
Vice City had some cool features.
But that was it was the features, the game. It had the Miami Vice sort of feel, which
I didn't like that.
But that was it. It was like, oh, it's cool, I've got a Hawaiian shirt on, I can change my clothes. Yeah, I'm bored now. Yeah, exactly. I wanted to go back to Liberty City. So this seems like it's going to be a very good pickup of the series and go back to what made it good. Because 3 was good for one reason.
3 was good.
It was a 3D representation of first Grand Theft Auto. So that's what made it good. They're looking for this. Looking good. Right, what's next?
In other news, PlayStation 3 is no longer being manufactured.
Woo! We need party hats. I want the party hats on the side of my head.
It would have been better if this came out in the middle of the week, but then everyone would have time to prepare for it so we could hold a celebration.
Yeah, you need a party!
Anyway, Nintendo Wii Classic Control. You were going to go on about this for a bit?
Yeah, I've been after one since the release of the console, and I just been like, I keep promising myself I'll get hold of a full set of controllers and nunchucks and get some classic controllers. Never really bothered that much because there wasn't many on the virtual console games that I wanted to play, and a lot of them were NES games that I wanted to get as well, so I thought, well, NES games require the controller on its side as well as some of the other ones, and I've got WaveBirds, so I wasn't in any major need for it because the WaveBirds work just as good. But I was like, went in and bought the new Dragon Ball Z game, and this is the first game on the Wii that actually accepts the virtual console controller as a main controller. So I was like, interesting. It's an excuse to buy one. I'll buy it. I must admit, I was pleasantly shocked by the fact that it's actually deeper downwards. I thought it was going to be very thin, like the Super Nintendo controller, but it's like the Mega Drive controller. It expands out a little bit more. It's deeper in depth than I was expecting, so it was very nice. It feels nice. The buttons are very, very... It really does feel like you've got every Nintendo and Sega controller in your hand at once. It's got this weird feel about it, and it's very nice. The other good thing about it is because it's wireless, because you plug it straight into the remote. I was a little bit bothered that you'd be sat there with the classic controller and then you'd have to pick up the Wii controller to navigate the main dashboard. The cool thing is, if you use the analog sticks, you can still move the armor, the little finger around with the thumbsticks. So you don't have to use the Wii pointer. If you've got the Wii pointer stuck under your arm, nice and comfy, and you just come out of one game and you want to jump into another, you can simply use the classic controller for that. Might have played with a couple of games. Played Street Fighter 2 and...
Old School.
Supreme Commander. Legend of Zelda and a few other games. Now, this is the thing that gets me interesting. I was looking at the buttons and it's like, right, I've got two thumbsticks. I've got A, B, Y, and X. You've got left and right shoulder buttons, and then you've got left and right Z buttons. And then the D-pad. If anybody has one, you might have noticed this. If not, if you pick one up, you can see it through the packaging. There's a button right in the middle. Looked on the menu, on the manual. Doesn't say what this button does.
So secret button.
So I'm clicking it. It goes self-destruct. Up, down, up, and down. I was like, this is not doing anything. But I kept hearing this noise. So I rotate round, and in the back of the classic controller, there's two slits. And when you open and close it, there's two teeth opening and closing, like this thing can clip onto something. And then you push that button to release it off whatever this is. So there's something coming out for the Wii where the virtual console clicks onto. And I was like, ooh, something new. Because I know they still got the laser gun to come out that you click the controller onto, so.
Right, let's just touch on the forums on the chat room, because a few people have gone mental over the PS3 release. The actual address of the article is, we'll just go on the Sony Sony corporate website, which is sony.net, it's on there. Then it's like some stupidly long URL.
Yeah.
So what did they say? Will GamerCast destroy a PS3 in the future? Probably not, because it'd be like destroying a Dreamcast. You don't kick someone when they're down.
No. Once it's down, we it's the lonely underdog, and we pet it and we look after it and we go, oh, it's a shame and they could have done so much better, and we look at the things they could have done.
It could have done so much better if there wasn't an Xbox 360.
Yeah. But no, we just got to take this moment to celebrate and enjoy the fact that what we thought would happen and knew would happen has happened.
Happened a lot faster than we were expecting.
Yeah, I must admit, I was expecting...
Just 2 weeks ago, I was saying PS3 will probably overtake the 360 in about 2 years' time. And yeah, it's really overtaken it to the grave.
I was expecting to see change happening around about the time of Halo 3 being released. You know,
maybe it was the Black Elite Xbox that really finished them off.
Mm-hmm.
They said, oh man, it's black as well now, we can't compete.
Yeah.
We no longer have our cool black finish to like advertisers.
Because that was the thing, Xbox was originally black, so...
Yeah, Jet Andre wants... I want to hear Sony getting crucified. And Duff Aura says the party hats will be 50 pounds sub weights. I want to hear a PS3 exploding on the news. Come on, man, it's down. Leave it be. Oh, what the hell's this? How long will GamerCast be on? Lol. Probably about another half hour. Oh, then he says, this is Adam and I'm Paul. We are broadcasting from the St. Thomas Hospital. Paul is getting his cavalry trained and we're reviewing Dead or Alive 19. Lol. Okay, they've just gone nuts on there.
They're having a ball. Come and join the GamerCast.
Oh man,
check
out this with Jet Andre. Reenact the crucifixion of Jeebus with the iPod being Jeebus.
Now, I like that. I think Paul can get behind that.
That's a good idea. Right, anyway, on with some more serious
topics. I could animate that. Stop frame. I could get my camera and just keep hitting record, unrecord, and we could get the whole crucifixion of the iPod and the long walk and everything.
Get some blue
music.
Tack, like legs and hands, and put on it.
The cool thing is it won't destroy the iPod, so we can do loads of these things with them.
Yeah, we could do a whole series. He could feature in your like webcomic. He could just like show up in odd episodes now and then. Anyway, on with our next Silent Hunter 4 came out last week.
Yep.
As I'm sure some people will remember me going on about. Now, I was a huge fan of Silent Hunter 2 and Silent Hunter 3.
Mm.
Because they rocked. Silent Hunter 4, I tried out a copy of this. And good features that I noticed straight away was it integrates with the Games Explorer in Windows Vista. So it's good that like all games are now using that as they come out. Now the main obvious difference is this one's set in the Pacific instead of in the Atlantic, like Silent Hunter 2 and 3. So automatically I was put off from it.
Mm.
I just covered this up, so don't even reading it. Because I'm just not interested in the Pacific theater whatsoever.
Yeah.
I like to be a German. I like to be in the cold North Atlantic. I don't like being a poncy dude hanging out in Hawaii on my American submarine, which isn't as good as a German submarine.
Mm.
I want my German U-boat. I want my Type 21 to go and rule the waves.
I would like something more Cold War time period. I know they didn't do anything.
688.
I would like him to do a
Silent Command.
Yeah, Silent Hunter to do that time period. I know there wasn't any battles. Was there any conflicts? Nothing recorded but you don't know what
happened. I mean, there was probably the odd skirmish now and then, like, you know, during the Korean War, there was probably an odd, you know, couple of subs had a little scrap, but it was just isolated little skirmishes.
Mm.
Or just like subs following each other around, opening and closing their torpedo tubes to be trying hardcore.
Yeah.
We're going to scare the other people. We're going to open our tubes, man.
Because they can because now, these day and age, they know they've opened them.
Well, yeah, you can hear them open. Well, it's a bit slower than that. Because they try and make it quieter, so I have to move really slowly.
Open the outer doors, but don't open the inner doors.
Well, you wouldn't want to open both at the same time, would you? Because if the inner doors are the inner doors, I'm thinking it would flood the boat.
Well, didn't they? Because I remember watching Silent Hunter. They were not Silent Hunter. Red October. They were asking. He's flooded his tubes, but he hasn't opened the outer door because they could hear them flooding the tubes or something. So that's it. You flood your tubes, but you don't open the doors because it's kind of like you click the your revolver back, but you don't pull them out of the holster. You just kind of unclip that little safety clip, and you kind of like, yeah. I'm
well,
ready for
flooding the tube is probably the longest part of the firing sequence.
Mm.
But you've got to get all the water in the tube. So yeah, technically speaking, it looks fantastic. Well, it's the best looking like ship game there is. But if you compare it to Silent Hunter 3, it's got nothing. Mm. They've wrecked the user interface in it. So Silent Hunter 3 had two pieces of UI which would take you to all the different ships or issue commands.
Mm.
So they had one down the bottom where you could issue commands. So you could tell the navigator to resume course. And then along the side, you could go to the map and you could plot out a course. Or you could go on the bridge, or you could take the camera out and just have a stroll around the ship. Or go to the bridge, or, you know, go to this sonar and radio room and so on. But in this, they've merged it all into one piece of UI. So that one piece of UI is totally cluttered. And the icons just don't make any sense.
Mm.
And you have to hover over in Silent Hunter 3, if you just touch them with the mouse cursor, it says what they are.
Mm.
In this, you have to wait like 2 seconds for it to come up.
Like a standard Windows thing, which you don't want for a game. You want quick, fast reactions.
Yeah, like...
Even I couldn't even guess what the hell they were. They weren't
exactly
that obvious.
It was just, you know... They ripped the UI. The UI in number 3 was brilliant. Easy to use, and so on.
Mm.
And it's... If you like Silent Hunter 3 and you want some more... And you like the Pacific Theater, yeah, get number 4, but if you're not interested in the Pacific Theater, don't bother. So yeah, good game, but only if you like the Pacific.
Yeah, it's...
Especially because it's so much open water as well.
A lot of traveling.
And the game runs a lot slower than number 3 as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really hammers the performance.
Right.
So what else? Ooh, Command & Conquer 3. So this is the big one everyone's been waiting for.
Yeah, number 3. We went uber about it, and then we decided to shut up when we had Supreme Commander come out, which just seemed like...
So we'll save everyone the time, and I'll say right now, Supreme Commander is the better game.
Mm. I must admit, I was getting bloody excited for Command & Conquer 3 from the looks of the game in some of the screenshots. Now, walking in here and watching you play it, even I was kind of like, I had to come out with a question. I know you don't like me asking it, but I had to come out with a question. Dude, is this too much of a game for your computer? Is it too high spec, or are you just not running at full spec?
Dude.
Because it did not look as good as the pictures. And then you
to be fair, that level didn't look very good.
No.
Because there's 3 different like types of zones. There's the red zones, the blue zones, and whatever. And the blue zone, which is where the battle's taking place... was just like normal. But if you go into like the areas filled with Tiberium, you get sort of smoke billowing and you know, the whole thing just has this manky sort of atmospheric feel to it. Like that.
Yeah. But
good game.
Good game as far as
especially because it says welcome back Commander when you first start it up. So that's good, man.
it's good for the series. It's not like, oh, in comparison, if we pretend that nothing else exists and the only style of games that exist like this are have ever been Command and Conquer, then obviously it's an upgrade. EA haven't screwed this up, have they?
There's no major flaws with the game. It has it supports widescreen properly now. Supports the Games Explorer in Windows Vista. Continues the story. It's got big name actors doing the cinematic cutscenes.
I've noticed the Asian girl from
Battlestar Galactica.
The guy that's from Starship Troopers.
I can read them out here. Not. Dude, get your grubby mitts off my box. Get your own box.
Get my own box. Right. It's nice to actually see some proper actors. So you got...
Although you knew my opinion of using big name actors when they don't need to.
Yeah, you got Michael Ironside.
Although they're not really big name. They're sort of people who people know.
Yeah. Michael Ironside, who played...
Who's like the hard man in everything.
Yeah, he was in... he had the metal hand in...
Starship Trooper,
and he was also a bad guy in one of the Highlanders. You've got Billy Dee Williams, who played the lawyer who became Two-Face in the first Batman, but he only played that character in the first Batman. He never became Two-Face. And he also is well known as Lando Calrissian in Star Wars. You've got Gracie Park, who played one of the characters in Battlestar Galactica. You've got Jennifer Morrison, who played one of the doctors in the TV series House. You've got Kane, played by Joe...
Kane!
Kukan?
I've always pronounced it Kukan, I don't know if that's right.
I've never seen him in anything else, but...
No, he was the...
Original Kane.
He was the video director. He was Westwood's, like, video director... And he was the dude who just played Kane.
And
just like other, you know, members of the Westwood team would play the soldiers and stuff.
Yeah.
Because they would just use the people who were already employed there. And so he's just done Kane since then. He doesn't, like, act, as far as I know, outside of Kane.
Trifica Helfer. Don't recognise her face from anything. And you've got Josh Holloway, who played...
Has it got their faces?
Yeah. The girl there. I don't recognize.
Battlestar Galactica as
she's
well.
Is that the girl that's...
That's the Cylon.
Yeah, the Cylon.
Number 6.
It's because her face is to the right. I can't... She looks straight at. Josh Holloway, who played the... I can't remember what his name was. But
Dude Man.
He was in... what's the TV series? Oh, Lost. He was in the TV series Born. Lost.
So yeah, they've certainly spent some money on that,
mm.
but they should have spent it on more important things, like making you able to zoom out more.
Mm.
Because just after playing Supreme Commander, you feel so tight and limited.
Yeah, that is more squad based thing. But the thing is, though, as far as it being Command and Conquer, I love Command and Conquer, and when it becomes cheap, I'll buy it. But to be honest...
You cheapskate. Yeah. Right now, I did.
But to be honest, if I want squad base, I ignore the base, you just defend it, and then spend my time going rough and attacking.
It's good for a quick 20-minute multiplayer game. Supreme Commander is good for a 2-hour multiplayer game.
Yeah, skirmishes are long in Supreme Commander, whether they be short in Command and Conquer. I must admit, I love playing Dawn of War, because I just like that thing, going around a space marine shooting and stuff like that. It's more about controlling the men, where... It is about controlling the men in Supreme Commander, but you can, like, I spend most
you
of my time...
You can automate a lot of it.
...doing the base and then come out and I just send everything and just say, go sit there and shoot anything that comes near you. Where you could get a little bit more, get the base automated. If the game lasted long enough, I must admit, if I was a better player against you, my base would be a bit more automated, and then I could spend more time just strategically placing my teams in order, where I just grab everything and say, right, even if you're rocket launchers plus tanks and soldiers... Just go stand over there and shoot Paul.
Multiplayer's got a few good options. They've got, like, for the AI, like, Supreme Commander's got, like, a Rush AI or a Tech AI. They've got the same sort of thing in this as well.
Right.
So, because one of the problems a lot of Command & Conquer games have had, the AI only ever attacks you with a tiny, pitiful force. It doesn't build up all its stuff for a huge, colossal offensive.
Mm.
This one's got a few options to, like,
make
you know,
him stay back and...
Yeah.
It's kind of like...
Hang back until you've got a decisive force, here, then attack.
It's kind of like, here is a line, you stay on your side, I stay on my side, if we happen to meet
but
in the middle...
But it's just not really like that, it's just they won't waste, like, two units attacking you.
Yeah, they stay there.
They save them up.
Yeah. And it's only in the process of collecting your resources that you might bump into each other and have mini skirmishes. But bar that, you stay away from each other.
But it's got three factions now, it's got the third faction as well. The Skrin, so they're finally in the game. But I've not had a chance to play with them yet. I'm avoiding doing skirmish until I meet them in the campaign.
Right.
So I want to get the story and all.
What's
that.
The campaign like?
Awesome. Well, Command & Conquer 1, some of the missions were good, some of them were terrible.
Mm.
But you wanted to finish a mission to see the next cutscene.
Yeah.
It's like that again. I want to see the next video thing. I want to see what's going on.
Because it's it's story-based.
Yeah. Although story in a loose sense, because it's not as good as it used to be. Post Command & Conquer 1, the story went haywire.
Mm.
Command & Conquer 1, brilliant story. Then it just went, oh, too far into the future and had all these really stupid units. And the stupid space station, which everyone obsesses over. The crappy Philadelphia. Get rid of that. What a waste of time. Although that was blown up.
Cool.
Pwned.
Oh, yeah. Right, so... First, Paul's first impressions on Command & Conquer 3, I must admit...
4 out of 5 stars. If you like real-time strategy games, in particular Command & Conquer, get it, obviously. If you like Battle for Middle-Earth, get it. If you like Command & Conquer, get it.
If you like it, but you keep saying, ooh, I wish there was more...
Get the demo.
Go get Supreme Commander.
Yeah, if you want the same game but like 20 times bigger, Supreme Commander.
Mm.
Also, some 360 news on it as well. The 360 version supports the Vision Cam.
Oh, yeah.
So you can see, like, when you're actually in the lobby, you can see all the other players, like, in the lobby. And then when you're actually in the game, their pictures come up on the side.
That's cool.
So yeah, it's an utter waste of bandwidth, but whatever. It's nice that EA are supporting stuff. Not that I'd really want to watch someone while
sitting
I'm playing
going.
The game. Yep.
Get some guy who's bald pretending to be Kane. He's got the red light bulb up in his bedroom.
Yeah, man, we should get a Kane lookalike and we just like stick him in front of the camera while we play it. We're not paying you £5 an hour to talk, so just shut up and sit there and stare at him and freak him out.
Look mean.
Also came out...
Oh, Darth Ira is off.
Who? Later, dude.
Later. Download the
what?
Show
He's
listen to the
off,
rest of
it. What, he's not off, is he? It's... You die too easily.
Oh, you die too easily. Sorry, I just saw later is off Darth Ira. Yep. He's got to go to work. Oh,
ah, too bad. Friend. We've been to work.
Yeah, I've been
well,
to...
Well, I have.
I haven't. It's weekend. I don't work weekend. I work 5 days a week.
Nah, you suck. Well, I work 7 days a week, but you don't see me complaining.
I don't even know you're going to work on Sundays.
Dude, the websites, man, they don't run themselves.
Well, yeah,
I have to manage them.
Oh, yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Also out on Friday was the Shivering Isles, the Oblivion expansion pack.
It's been installed, but you haven't...
It's been installed, but I only had, like, 3 hours from finishing work till starting GamerCast, I've not had a chance to play. But from what I've seen, which is just an island with a portal in it, it looks cool.
You haven't gone into the island or anything. You haven't played the game since.
There's a like a little island that's appeared in the just east of Bravel. And I've seen that, and I've got up on that, and there's a portal on there to the Shivering Isles.
Ah.
But I've not actually gone in yet because I wanted to actually play the game when I'm not being rushed to play it. So yeah, there'll be a review for that next week.
Yeah, so
because I'll probably complete it.
Oh, Jet's off. Is he? Or someone's saying bye. Everyone's going. Everyone's going to work. Download the show later.
That's what they do.
Darth Earl's
left.
They
get in when they can and then leave. Right, so we don't need that anymore. Right, so you're going to talk a bit about Dragon Ball Z. Is this coming out on the PlayStation 3?
No, it's already out on the PlayStation 2.
No, because PlayStation 3 has been canned. So it's been re-released on Sony's new system, the PlayStation 2
smaller
multicolored edition.
It's the smaller. Well, they've called it the Slim, so what is this going to be, the Micro?
No, they can't, because that's been copyrighted by Nintendo.
How can you copyright a name? You can't do it.
What would happen if...
If Sony wanted to call it the Micro, they could. Just like Apple can call an iPod a Nano, and Creative can call their MP3 player a Nano. You know, who cares?
Okay. Again,
come on then, Dragon Ball Z.
I've done my Dragon Ball Z review before on the last one, number one, on the PlayStation 2. It is exactly the same. Some respects, it's the same game, redone, rehashed, made better. For Dragon Ball fans, it's an ultimate go buy this. As a Wii-made game, I'm liking this. So people are actually trying to make decisions now. I was a little bit bothered that I'd be waving my hands around like a lunatic and not doing anything. What they've done is they've designed it so that it uses the motion sensor and the pointer at the same time. So you've got a target cursor on the screen, but it doesn't do anything. It's just to give you reference to know that you've got the cursor on the screen or not on the screen. So moving the cursor away from visual and back again will allow you to complete moves. So when you're doing special moves, you're having to power up, hold button combinations, and you lift your hands up, put them back down again, move them to the side, and each person, and some of the special famous maneuvers, like Goku's Kamehameha, where you're having to put your hands back and then put your hands forward. Kamehameha.
Right.
And it fires an energy blast from his hands. So he pulls his
hands
back.
Yeah, that's realistic, isn't it?
So, with the Wii remotes, you have to power up and then you pull your hands back and then push them forwards, and that creates the special move. So it's little innovative things like that. Some players will think, oh my god, I love Dragon Ball Z, but I cannot get my head around using the Wii remotes like this. It ruins the game for me. You're in luck, because this game will run off GameCube controllers and the classic controllers properly, so you could control the game like you would have been controlled on the PlayStation 2. This is only an initial review, so I've only been doing the training. I hadn't even played any of the levels, so I will do a full review later on, either next week's show or the show after. Still got the same building where the fact that as your life goes down, as you're being pummeled, your suit and your costume and your character changes to the fact they looked more bleeding, grazed, clothing's torn. They look like they had the crap beaten out of them. One feature that was removed for the Tenchu Budokai series from the Budokai series was the fact that characters that powered up into a different version of themselves when they got stronger was removed. So basically, Goku turns into a Super Saiyan, and there's different levels of Super Saiyan level 1, 2, 3, and 4. Now, if you wanted to play level 4, you had to begin as Goku level 4. It was a separate character with different moves. Because the Wii remote's got more buttons, they've actually designed it now so that you can power up and turn into any of these characters, which was quite cool. And if your energy level got low, you'd turn back again and you were like, oh my god, it's taking me god knows how many combos to get to this level just to pwn you, and you killed me. And it's annoying. But the cool thing about this is, if you wanted to not use up as much power, because the higher level power, like Vegeta at higher level power, you're running down the batteries pretty fast, you're basically using the 2 button, and you push in the direction with the nunchuck, with the thumbstick, to choose which form you want. So you can press down, press 2 again, and Vegeta will power back down to normal mode, so you can use all the different powers. Which, compared to the Budokai series, it got complicated, because all the maneuvers slightly changed as you powered up, and it got slightly different. They made it simpler with the Budokai Tenchu, because each power level was a different character. Now you're going to have the different characters with the different combo powers, but you get to choose between them as you're going through, so you can power up and
power up.
Makes it really cool. Even my girlfriend agrees that it sounds like someone trying to go to the toilet when they're powering up, because they're going, and she says it sounds like someone straining on the toilet. She thought it was hilarious. She just sat there nodding her head going, oh, you're fucking sad. But I love Dragon Ball Z, so I think it's absolutely amazing.
Right, people in the chat room, you've got 20 seconds to come up with something else for us to talk about, and then we're closing the show.
What's that, the last bit?
Moo's been lost.
She's lost Moo?
Yeah.
Where did she lose him?
On the train.
Oh no.
He got left behind on the train.
I bet she's not happy. Didn't you go to the train people and try to see if you'd been...
Yeah, he's wandered off on his own. So yeah, if anyone has seen Moo, Moo is a cow.
If you go to Paul's blog and go on the cat's blog from there, you'll be able to find lots of pictures.
There are pictures of this cow like going everywhere.
Mm.
Like Spain, all over the UK.
Conventions,
so
it's been taking pictures with loads of famous people, so she wants Moo back. I think this is a perfect opportunity to create a Have You Seen Moo website.
That's what I was actually thinking of doing.
And then just Have You Seen Moo and try and find Moo everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel so sorry for her. You must be really upset.
Well, she's got another one.
She's got a spare Moo. Is there a travelling Moo and a home Moo, is there?
Yeah, but one's like neat and tidy, like pristine condition. Because it hasn't been like...
loved and taken everywhere.
Because it hasn't been, like, put on the top of some dodgy place in Spain, like, covered in dirt and manky stones. And
right, so Moo that she has at home, which is her loving Moo, stays at home, and the one that's on all the pictures is the one she's lost.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you've seen Moo, report it to your nearest GamerCast...
official Moo collector.
Moo-seeking department.
Yeah.
Someone says we should play the GTA music. I don't have any GTA music.
We could play the trailer for you, and you can just listen to it, but...
Well, did the trailer have any music?
Background music, but it wasn't...
But nothing, like, major, did it?
No.
Right, so yeah, that's it then, I guess, because nobody in the chat room can come up with anything decent.
Nope. They just want to listen to the music.
So, feedback can go to feedback@gamercast.net. You can leave stuff on the blog as well, Gamercast on there. If you want to leave reviews on iTunes, that's a fantastic idea, because we've got reviews in the US, but we don't have any in the UK yet. So if you're in the UK listening on iTunes, do a review for us.
Damn right. Also, dig us.
Dig us. We've got the dig link on Gamercast on there.
So if you like this episode, dig it.
Yep. You can dig the podcast as a whole and dig all the episodes. Which is good. You can also donate money to us.
Yeah, hit the
donate
button.
Because we want money.
Makes it cheaper because we pay this out of our pocket. You may be saving up to buy video games. We save up to pay for GamerCast.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, well, we've got one last thing.
Actually, no. I was going to give it out of a points out of Z, but I'll leave Dragon Ball Z for a better review later on when I've played it a bit more hardcore.
Okay, well, I've got one last thing to finish up with.
Go on then.
April 4.
April Fool. Right, now you're April Fooling me. So, right, so I'm hoping you're April Fooling me for the Moo and not for the really good news about the PlayStation 3.
Nope, I got you on the PlayStation 3 being cancelled.
No! Damn you!
I got you, I made that whole website just for you.
You kidding me?
It looks like the Sony website, but it is not.
Oh my god.
Pwned.
So these aren't real links. Is this why everyone was saying they couldn't find it?
All the links work and all that, but that article is not on their own website.
Oh no! Oh, I got so happy then. Oh, everyone's getting really annoyed now. That made my day then. Well, at least now I know how I'm going to feel when it finally goes.
Sorry, but the PlayStation 3 isn't being cancelled. See, I totally got you that.
That was well done. See, everybody thought, no one saw it coming because I screwed up the April Fool at the beginning with the whole April Fool. But
yeah, man. What? Remember my Oblivion one?
Oh, what did you do for April Fool on Oblivion?
This was good. We had so much like negative feedback over this. So yeah, for those who actually want to see the press release, I'll put it on the GamerCast website. Because I did spend like a couple of hours working on it. News archive.
Oh god.
Here we go. This was another press release. I'll just read it out. Redwood City, California, April 1st, 2005. Electronic Arts, the world's leading interactive entertainment software company, today announced the completion of negotiations with Bethesda Softworks, ending month-long talks over the acquisition of the multi-million dollar The Elder Scrolls brand and all associated technologies and materials. first released in 1994, The Elder Scrolls blah 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 blah, has been one of the best-selling RPG series on both Windows PC and Xbox. We couldn't be happier, said Mark Kelly, EA Senior Vice President and General Manager. This is a very important move for us. The Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion is one of the most anticipated releases on any format. Its acquisition will allow us to penetrate into the more advanced areas of PC and console role-playing markets. This agreement reinforces EA's commitment to bring quality interactive entertainment to the broadest possible audience. It will now be possible for us to rewrite and scale back the existing technology to better suit a more general audience, allowing it to run on the greatest number of platforms, said John Spinner, President and Chief Operating Officer, Electronic Arts. We will now release a PlayStation 2 version with ports on Windows and Xbox to follow shortly thereafter. We also plan to add several new games to the franchise, such as Vivek Street 2006 and Cyrodiil Street 2006, to further bolster our sports lineup this fall. So yeah, that was actually 2 years ago. No, I did that. And look at all the comments on this.
So it didn't take them long before people started figuring out that it was fake.
The Vivek Street gave it away.
Yeah.
Because that's just stupid. So yeah, I'll post the PS3 press release up on Gamecast.net. So you can see what Adam got April Ford over.
That is a good one, man. That is a good one.
Yeah, better be. I spent ages working on it. Anyway, we will see you next week on episode 66.
We'll catch you guys later.